show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And apparently we're having some difficulty reaching Sheriff Richard Mack. And, apparently he's online right now. So joining us is Sheriff Richard Mack. And Sheriff Mack, nice to talk to you again after all these years since you were out here in Honolulu. Welcome to the show. And obviously you're here to talk about the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association upcoming convention. Please tell us what this is all about.
Well, it's all about the solution. And I believe that it's the only solution left. And it falls in line with what the Founding Fathers said. The purpose of the 10th Amendment was the purpose of state sovereignty. And it's really up to the states to be the ultimate check and balance on federal authority. The federal government was formed by the states. The first original 13 states formed the federal government. And then they assigned the federal government 17, maybe 18 things that they could do. They were only granted discrete enumerated powers. And that was rendered expressed by the 10th Amendment. In other words, it is only rendered, the federal government only keeps within their limitations and within their enumerated powers if state and local officials make it clear that that's where they belong. If the federal government is allowed to take money from the states and then turn that money around in forms of funding education and funding police departments and funding sheriff's offices and giving back bribes to the states and state employees and local officials, and then they take the bribes and decide to go along with the federal government because they're getting all this money, then it really destroys state sovereignty and the protections within the Constitution. So the money game, if not the money criminality of Washington, D.C. politics, has really shifted the paradigm of our thinking and of our local officials, and has really been a destruction of the Constitution. We at the CSPOA feel that it's time to shift this paradigm back to the states where the proper authority belongs, where power really exists. And Thomas Jefferson said that the top executive of the county was indeed the county sheriff. So we're trying to enlist, train, motivate all the sheriffs of this country, but deputies, peace officers, patrol officers, chiefs of police, and city councilmen, county commissioners, we're trying to make sure that everyone in state and local government knows and understands their duty and their responsibility to protect the citizens from the tyranny and incursions of the federal government. What's more important is the work we're doing is completely supported by the Supreme Court decision that I filed against the Clinton administration and won at the United States Supreme Court. We probably need to reiterate. Two small-town sheriffs, yours truly and Sheriff Prince, ended up at the United States Supreme Court on probably and arguably the most powerful 10th Amendment decision in the history of our country. Two small-town sheriffs beat Janet Reno, beat the Clinton administration, and win a landmark decision on the 10th Amendment. And all of that decision, the principle as expressed by Justice Scalia in this 5-4 split decision, all of the principles that he addresses in this decision completely and entirely support what I'm saying here. I'm only the messenger. I am not the creator of these principles. I'm talking about the Constitution. I'm talking about the 10th Amendment. I'm talking about the Declaration of Independence. And I'm talking about...
Okay, we've got to take a break here. Sheriff Mack, I'm sorry. We've got to take a break for commercials.
That's all right.
Stay with us. We will be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
What?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Sheriff Richard Mack from the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Big conference coming up. And we have seen over the last few decades the federal government adopt a model of, we're going to take your money away from you, but we'll give it back as long as you do what we tell you to do. And it is so all-encompassing that they're openly advertising for people to be on food stamps, so you're going to have to do as you're told just to get tomorrow's lunch here. And I think this was a major reason, trying to avoid this was a major reason why the Constitution originally had a prohibition against direct, non-apportioned taxation. So the government couldn't simply grab the money and then pick and choose and decide how it was going to be given back, usually in exchange for some kind of obedience. And you're absolutely right. The 10th Amendment was originally put in there so that anything not enumerated in the Constitution was forbidden to the federal government. And don't forget that 9th Amendment, which said that any rights to the people in states not enumerated could be assumed. And so very clearly, the Bill of Rights and the Constitution were biased to keep all the power and authority with the people and the states and to limit that central federal government as much as possible, because the Founding Fathers understood it is the doom of political power that it's going to attract the very kind of people who should not be allowed to have it. And so they were intentionally trying to hamstring the federal government so that it was not likely to be subverted to the extent that, unfortunately, ultimately it turned out to be.
Yes, well, that's exactly correct. And the entire Constitution was written to keep the federal government in check. As Jefferson put it, the Constitution would be the chains by which our federal government would be bound. Well, that's no longer the case anymore. They're not bound by anything. They've even said publicly they can do whatever they want, that even the Constitution, because of the Supremacy Clause, allows them to do that, which is still utter nonsense and complete, utter arrogance from any individual that says that. But really, our federal authorities, our federal representatives, I should say, as criminal as they are, they have to say that. They have to make up that excuse. Otherwise, they would be breaking the law. They would be admitting to be being lawbreakers and criminals, and against the Constitution. So what they have to do is come out and say, well, the Constitution is antiquated. It doesn't really apply today. The Founding Fathers couldn't have known. And so we just kind of get to do what we want now because we're smarter than the Founding Fathers, and we want to make sure that things are happening to coincide with today's problems and that the Founding Fathers could have never envisioned. And so,
well, we're seeing a lot of that. In fact, PBS is just now starting a new multi-part series talking about how really the Constitution is completely outdated, and we saw these trial balloons in the New York Times about 2 months back about really it's time to just dump the Constitution. The federal government could operate much more efficiently and smoothly without all those silly little civil liberties rules. And my attitude about that is, if the federal government wants to shred the Constitution, go ahead, because the entire authority of the federal government rests on that Constitution, and if they tear it up, they're basically resigning. Of course, I'm sure the boys in D.C. don't see it that way,
but that's
certainly the way we, the American people, should see it. When the Constitution is gone, with it goes the legitimacy and legal authority of the federal government.
That's true, very true. And so what we're trying to do is build these barriers, build, as Madison put it, erect the barriers that we, in fact, he said that the states are supposed to erect barriers against the encroachments of the national authority. So what we're doing is we formed an entire national organization based on that premise, that sheriffs, chiefs of police, county commissioners, city council, school boards, state reps, governors would all exercise their due authority according to the 10th Amendment and erect those barriers against the federal government. That's why, and I'm saying this on anything. Do you want to stop the NDAA? How do you do that? One county at a time. County by county and sheriff by sheriff. How do you stop Agenda 21? How do you stop the United Nations and their abuse? How do you stop gun control? How do you stop the abuses and criminality of the IRS? We have the solution. And I'll tell you frankly, Michael, I can't believe that we're not getting everybody in the country just to go hog wild over what we're doing. Because we are the only peaceful solution that remains. And yes, there's other groups that are part of this, like Oath Keepers and Gun Owners of America and the John Birch Society, and there's others. We have lots of different shows like yours that are totally supporting what we're doing. Joyce Riley is coming to our convention. I would love to have you come as well. RBN would be more than welcome. We're totally opening this to the press. Every American citizen is welcome to attend. Again, all the information about what we're doing is at CSPOA.org. That stands for Constitutional Sheriffs Peace Officers Association. You can sign up there, or you can send us a donation. Everybody can get involved in this in one way or another, because we're paying for this whole thing just out of grassroots donations from people that listen to your show. And what we want to make sure is that people see the legitimacy of what we're doing, see the patriotic nature of what we're doing, see the constitutional foundation that we're basing this whole thing on. We're not making any of this up. We are simply presenting a program and a plan of action to take back our Constitution, to restore the balance of power that the states are supposed to have anyway. And the best way we take back our country is one sheriff at a time, one county at a time, one city at a time, county by county, state by state. We take this country back, and if we have public officials that will stand against the tyranny of the federal government and stand for their citizens, just as we swore an oath to do in the first place, we can win this battle.
Well, it is going to take the support of ordinary Americans, and unfortunately, we're already seeing states are passing laws against NDAA, against
yes.
Obamacare. We're seeing states like Kansas pass a law saying federal gun laws will be null and void within their state. We already know the Supreme Court ruled in Marbury versus Madison that laws by the federal government that are repugnant to the Constitution are automatically null and void and don't have to be complied with. The attitude we're getting from the federal government is, you will do as we say, or we're going to invade your state. The federal government is clearly getting ready to declare war against the 50 states. And so for the constitutional sheriffs and these peace officers to take a stand for our rights and liberties, we, the American people, are going to have to stand with them peacefully, nonviolently, but we're going to have to basically stand up there and say, you know, this really is the grassroots standing up for our Constitution, because as long as the federal government is not conforming to their constitutional limits, they're no longer the legitimate government of this land. I don't think they care about that anymore.
No.
As far as your convention, I want you to give us a few more details about that. I would love to be able to attend. I simply don't have the financial resources to do that. I'd love to come and speak to your crowd, but certainly would love the opportunity for some live over-the-air coverage from the convention floor when it's taking place. So where and when is this actually happening, and how can people get information on how to attend?
Okay, good question. It is in St. Charles, Missouri, which is just outside St. Louis, about 25 miles outside St. Louis. So you would fly into St. Louis. We have representatives from Oath Keepers that are going to be picking people up. They're also running our security for us. We have several partners in this whole thing. Tea Party Patriots is another group that's helping us, Gun Owners of America. But so if you plan to be there, email us, and we'll pick you up and make sure you get to the hotel. It's at the Ameristar Hotel Casino in St. Charles. We have Chief Larry Kirk, a chief of police, who called us and asked us to have our convention there. He is on our committee. He has helped us get this rolling. He's been fantastic. We have Chief Mark Kessler from Pennsylvania also speaking. Sheriff David Clark Jr. from Milwaukee is our Constitutional Sheriff of the Year. He is a Democrat, but he has come out boldly in defense of the Second Amendment, even fighting his own party on this, and even fighting the chief of police in the same town. And it is just amazing who we have on our lineup. Again, everybody can get the information at cspoa.org. If you email us and want a flyer, we'll send you back a flyer so you can pass around. We want you to get local officials to attend. We want you to get your sheriff and chief of police and any of your friends and relatives that are in law enforcement or who might be patrol officers. We want you to get them there. And you have homework to do. It is free. Tuition and the meals on Friday the 31st, May 31st, are all free for public officials. Okay? So, in fact, I'll make you the same offer, too. If you can get there, I know you're kind of in a tough position being in Honolulu, but I love Honolulu. I'd love to come and pick you up and bring you out myself. Be that as it may, citizens are also welcome. Any public official is free to attend. For a citizen, it's $150, or if you come with someone else, and you can bring anybody else that you want, brother, sister, stranger, wife, girlfriend, buddy, doesn't matter. If you bring somebody with you, it's $100 a person. So we're charging that to the citizens who would like to attend so that we can have the officials, public officials, come in for free.
All right, we got to take another break here for commercials, and we'll be right back with Sheriff Mack after these words from our sponsors.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes.
COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Sheriff Richard Mack. We're talking about the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, their upcoming convention in St. Charles, Missouri. That's from May 31st through June 1st. And Sheriff Mack, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put up a banner on my website gratis for between now and the end of the convention, so maybe we'll drive some more interest over your way. Meanwhile, we got a caller on the line here, Art. No location given. Aloha. Do you have a question for Richard Mack?
Yes, I do, Mike. And thanks for taking my call. And it's a pleasure to speak with you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
I wish I could attend the convention, but unfortunately, travel is a physical difficulty for me, so I won't be able to. You mentioned Sheriff Kessler. Chief Kessler.
Yes.
I am very impressed with him. I had an opportunity to speak with him a couple different times. He's got an excellent show, Rank and File, at 10 Central, 9 Eastern, 8 on the leftist coast, right here on RBN. So anybody not listening to that, you really ought to tune in and listen to him. Very knowledgeable man. You mentioned earlier that, and here's where my question comes in. You mentioned earlier that many today, especially those in Washington, and of course we know what George Bush said about the Constitution being nothing but a duty piece of paper.
Right.
But many in Washington, and I agree with you, would say that the Constitution really does not apply in today's reality and whatnot. And this is actually evident in the words of one Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg when she was interviewed on Al Harat television over in Doha, I believe it was, about a year and a half, ago, something like that.
Yes.
And where they were talking about Egypt and the formation of their new constitution. And she actually made the statement that she would not look to the United States Constitution because it is so old and outdated. She would more or less look toward maybe something along the lines of what Africa has done or a couple other countries. And my question to you, sir, would be, if you had the opportunity to address Ms. Ginsburg on this issue, what would you say in response to that statement? And I will take my answer off there. Thank you, gentlemen, and you have a great day.
Well, that's really a good question, and it's a really a good point. And I've heard Ruth Bader Ginsburg's quote on that, and it's typical of what Washington, D.C. politics thinks of our Constitution. But she doesn't get to make that determination. She has sworn an oath to uphold and defend our Constitution, whether she likes it or not. And so you have to understand that first and foremost, the Constitution was based on principles of liberty, not opinions of our founding fathers. That we leave people alone and that we get government to stay out of our lives and that we keep government small and insignificant and that we let people run their own lives as long as they're not hurting anybody else. And this was the first time in world history where the experiment of government went to the ultimate power of the people, not to the power of government. And so that's why she doesn't get it. She wants government to control our behavior. She wants government to control every facet of our lives. That's what Washington, D.C. has evolved into, is a tax master, and that we have some sort of lawful obligation to pay people money who don't work, and that we now call the welfare state charity. Well, forced charity is not charity at all. It's tyranny. And so that we're all forced to pay this money to help people, whether we like it or not, that we have the IRS that's crazy out of control, committing all sorts of crimes to go after people who don't pay an unlawful and unconstitutional tax, and that we continue to put government at the head of everything and that the federal government can do anything and everything it wants. That's the kind of thing that Ginsburg wants. She's wrong. She ought to study the history of America. She ought to study the Federalist Papers and the principles that our founding fathers fought and died for. And if you start to study that and see the significance of what the founding fathers did, you'll see that this was all an experiment in personal liberty, and she doesn't get that because she doesn't understand our history or our Constitution or the principles of freedom that we were founded upon. And so she's just another typical example of Washington, D.C. politicians who fight against our Constitution, even though she swore an oath to defend it and promote it and obey it.
Well, I'd like to add a comment here because, like I said, we've been seeing these trial balloons about the Constitution is outdated. Well, there's an easy fix for that. It's called the amendment process.
Yeah.
If the Constitution needs to be changed legitimately, Congress will pass a bill suggesting a new amendment. It goes to the states. Three-quarters of the states ratify it. The Constitution is changed.
Correct.
Of course, we know they have previously played very fast and loose with the ratification process. They could get away with that 100 years ago. They can't get away with that today. And so because they understand the states will not ratify any more centralization of power changes to the Constitution, that's why they're trying to simply say, we need to get rid of it. We need to bypass it. We have all of these violations of our Fourth Amendment, First Amendment, Second Amendment. They're just trying to run roughshod over it, and they're going to continue to do so until we, the people, stand up and say, no, when you leave that Constitution, you cease to be the legal government. We have to take a break for commercials. More phone calls when we come back.
Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store.
While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking with Sheriff Richard Mack of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. We're talking about the upcoming convention. We've got a couple of callers waiting on the line. Before we go to them, though, I want to hit this point one more time. The federal government is legal and legitimate only when it operates within the restrictions imposed on it by the Constitution. That Constitution is the original contract with America. It is the contract under which we allowed the federal government to manage this nation for the benefit of we, the people. When it's the federal government exceeds its authority, when it tramples on our rights, it ceases to be the legitimate government of this land. And remember, we do have a United States Supreme Court decision, Marbury versus Madison, that states laws repugnant to the Constitution are automatically null and void. We don't have to wait for the Supreme Court to say this is unconstitutional. We, the people, have a right to say what the government is doing violates the Constitution. Therefore, I refuse to go along. We're going to go to the phones now here. Mike in Colorado. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mike, are you there?
I can't. It blanks out.
Okay, Mike, why don't you fix your phone issues? We're going to switch over to Kyle in Philadelphia. Aloha, Kyle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike and Sheriff Mac. My question is, how much do you think our current predicament is based on the public's general lack of the Constitution, the workings of government, natural law, et cetera, things like that, and how much better will we be served if everyone just had a basic understanding of how our system of government is designed to work?
Well, there's no question about that. Jefferson said that if you expect to be ignorant and free, you expect what never was and what never will be. In other words, ignorance is enslaving, and we don't teach the Constitution or basic fundamentals in our schools anymore, and that was specifically designed that way so that we raise a bunch of socialist liberals in this country. Our colleges and universities don't teach constitutional principles or government principles that our founding fathers talked about. Show me one public school that has a school book or a government book or a history book that tells what the founding fathers said about the Second Amendment. I actually, after I left the sheriff's office, I taught government, senior government at Thatcher High School in Arizona. I was appalled at the curriculum and at the books, but you don't have to be appalled after you figure out that the NEA is the one that devises the curriculum that we have. And so it's pretty easy to understand how these things happen when we don't teach these principles in our schools and, you know, we've been raising liberals for the last 30, 40, 50 years in this country, and it's starting to take hold. And so, yes, we cannot keep our freedom, we cannot keep our Constitution if the American people are ignorant of what those are supposed to be.
You know what's really amazing to me? Let me get a comment in here, Kyle. What's really amazing to me is we're always hearing this debate back and forth about whether the Ten Commandments should be on display in public buildings, and, you know, forgetting that there's actually a couple of different versions of those. What should be on display in every single government building is the Bill of Rights. That should be there for everybody to read when they're standing in line so they understand there are supposed to be limits on the federal government, and it is up to we, the people, to remind that federal government, peacefully, I hope, that they are basically in violation of that contract with the people.
Yeah, I absolutely agree, and I've always been astounded at how teachers on both the high school and college level try to make opinions out of things that are facts, such as the immunitated powers of the president and Congress, when these things are clearly spelled out and nobody has the knowledge. Nobody has the information. I think that would solve 99% of our problems in this country.
Well, we know the education system is completely co-opted, not just by the government, but by the banking industry. In 1913, when the Federal Reserve Act was signed into law, the public school system immediately dropped the Currency Act, King George III's Currency Act. And yet, if you go back and you read the writings of Ben Franklin and Thomas Jefferson, it was that Currency Act ordering us to conduct all commerce using banknotes borrowed at interest from the Bank of England. That was the prime cause of the revolution. These days, they don't even mention that in public schools. It's all about the tea tax and the Stamp Act and these other issues. And the Currency Act, you have to be in a college-level history course before you even get wind of that as the cause of the American Revolution.
Well, and now some of the schools are actually teaching that the founders were terrorists and that the Boston Tea Party was done by a bunch of terrorists and criminals. Again, they're rewriting history. They're making sure that our students get a completely different view of what really happened and what our founders did and the sacrifices they made for us so that we could live in a free country. And now we actually embrace the very programs and socialistic ideals that we fought how many wars to stop, at least World War One and World War Two, where we've had actually millions of our soldiers sacrifice their lives to stop the influx of socialism and communism across the world, and now we're embracing those very same ideals now. But we're trampling on the graves of these men. We're trampling on the graves of our founding fathers. And it's really a sad time in American history. And I'm going to tell you, this is the most critical time in American history since the Civil War. And I absolutely beg everybody to get involved with us on this solution. We still have time to take our country back peacefully. Imagine if, just as you were quoting Marbury versus Madison, imagine if we had sheriffs and local officials defending our right as Americans, standing with us as we refuse to obey these ridiculous unconstitutional laws today. The easy one right now to choose on that is Barack Obama's health care law. How ridiculous and absurd. And I'm going to tell you right now, I am not going to comply with that. And if they take me to prison, then I'm going to assume my sheriff, because the local officials should be protecting me from such abuse. And it is none of the federal government's business how I do my health care.
That's absolutely true. The government is not authorized to do that. And let's see. The other comment I wanted to make about that, by the way, I disagree with you a little bit. I know our present government is surrounding itself with the trappings of socialism in order to convince the American people that what is being done is somehow for their benefit. But from a purely economic point of view, we have descended into outright fascism, which is, of course, the alignment of financial corporations' power and the government against the general population, which is what's led to TARP.
Oh, no, I don't disagree with that at all.
Okay.
No.
We're going to go back to the phones here. Mike in Colorado is back. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. How are you doing today?
Doing good. Do you have a question for Sheriff Mack?
Yeah. Sheriff, there's organizations like yours and state organizations where these sheriffs are getting up and thumping their chests about nobody's going to take our guns, no way, as long as I'm alive. But yet, they're taking big federal handouts for stuff.
Well, some of them are. Some of them are. And we're training, and hopefully we're going to stop that too. We train against that. The National Sheriffs Association trains sheriffs how to get more grants. We are training sheriffs to stay away from that. It's all part of Agenda 21. I know what that is, and we are having experts speak at our next convention about Agenda 21. Even if it wasn't part of Agenda 21, what we have said earlier, we've already been talking about this, Mike, that taking federal grants is wrong, that it's a bribery system that the federal government has no business doing in the first place, and local officials grabbing their share of the money is absolutely wrong. I hope that local officials will stop sending them money to Washington so they can't play this extortion game with the states and local officials. Yeah, we're totally against that, man.
All right. Well, listen, Mike, we're going to let you go here because we're running out of time, and I want to give the microphone back to Sheriff Mack. But again, this is a scam, and it is not in the Constitution. In fact, the Constitution originally prohibited non-apportioned direct taxation so that the federal government couldn't get into this game of taking all your money away from you and then offering to give it back as long as you did what you were told. They're using your own money to control and coerce you. And that's why even as they talk sequestration and cuts to Social Security and Medicare, they're out there spending tax dollars to advertise for people to come onto food stamps, because once you're dependent on the federal government for your next meal, you will do as you are told. You know, and the White House is going to call up and say, I have good news and I have bad news. The bad news is we need to take your children and fling them onto the bayonets of the Syrians. The good news is it's pizza night. So,
well,
Sheriff Mack, yeah, go ahead.
Actually, that's a good point. And I, for all of us to continue to be on the public dole like that and to have our hand out to Washington to please feed us, please take care of us, please educate us, take care of our health care. We're all dying in the streets, and they fabricate this crisis of health care across our country and parade these poor people around that didn't get health care done right. And so, no, this is just a farce. There has never been a
dependency.
Better spinmeister than Barack Obama in Washington.
It's enforced dependency. And again, we're right back to the circumstances that led to the Declaration of Independence,
yes,
where the British Crown forced you to be dependent on the Bank of England for your money, forced you to be dependent on the British East India Company for tea and cotton and all the rest of that stuff. Enforced dependency is slavery. And that's why after we kicked out that last government, We celebrate the day as Independence Day. We don't call it Freedom Day. We don't call it We Kick the British Out Day. It was the day when we stopped being forced to be dependent on government and big bankers and started to chart our own course into the future. And, of course, government and the money junkie bankers hate independence. They want you dependent. They don't want you able to grow your own food. They don't want you able to have your own currency. They don't want you to make your own medical choices and healthcare choices, possibly curing your illnesses with stuff you're growing in your backyard. They want you dependent on big pharma, dependent on big oil, dependent on private central banking, dependent on the government. Dependency is slavery, and that's why they're pushing this agenda of making you dependent on them for everything. We were talking earlier in the show about all these ridiculous laws that are cropping up all over the place where you're not even allowed to collect the rainwater that falls on your own property. They want you dependent on the big privately owned water utilities. We have the CEO of Nestle was out there saying the other day, there is no natural right for fresh water, that water is just another product to be owned by corporations and commoditized and commercialized so that you will pay your money for it. And that's really the agenda. Enforced dependency is slavery. We need a new push for independence. I don't care if my standard of living goes down. It'll be my standard of living and not something the government has designed for me at huge expense.
Very good point. The whole strategy of all of this is, you're right, the enslaving of Americans. And the easiest way to do that is to remove the Second Amendment, remove our right to keep and bear arms. And remember, the Second Amendment only guaranteed that which was already in existence at the time, that which we were born with, and that is the right to choose our weapon of choice in defense of our family, our liberty, and our homes.
And, well, on the Second Amendment, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're running out of time. I'm going to have you back on the show just before the convention opens. I'm going to have you back on the show here. We need to frame that Second Amendment debate in light of this huge embarrassment for the police in Ohio, where they did not prevent this kidnapping. They didn't find these girls for 10 years. It's an epic fail. Obviously, we see time and time again the police are not able to protect us from violent criminals. The courts continue to rule. There is actually no legal obligation for the police to intervene in a violent crime. Common sense, taking out the whole idea of revolution and tyranny and throwing those away because they're threatening to a lot of Americans who are dependent on the federal government. Right. We need to frame the Second Amendment debate. We, the American people, have a right to keep and bear arms equal, if not superior, to those in the hands of the criminals, which includes all those criminals getting military-style weapons from the U.S. government's Fast and Furious gun-running operation. There is no counter-argument to Americans being allowed to have guns in their homes that are capable of scaring off these kinds of criminals. And we really need to keep the Second Amendment debate on that level. And the idea about the Second Amendment, it is reserving to the people the right to say no to the government, and that's really what they're trying to take away, the right and the power to say no. After they get the guns, they're going to come for your gold and silver and for your children for more of these wars of conquest.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right, absolutely. You're right on target there. And we are, again, at the CSPOA, we are shifting this paradigm. We are fighting every bit of that. We're fighting every abuse from the federal government, yes, and some state government. If we have hundreds of sheriffs in this country standing, as others have done, in our sheriff who told the FDA that he would arrest him if he didn't leave the Amish farmer alone in Indiana, in Elkhart County, if we have hundreds of sheriffs standing and defending the principles of liberty with our citizens, with our posses, with Americans, we can win this battle. But if we sit back and don't get involved in this process, we're going to lose this one too, folks. And so I beg each one of you listening today, get involved with us in this holy cause of liberty that we're doing at CSPOA. Come to the convention or donate and make sure that your sheriff and others can get there. And call them and ask them to go. It's May 31st, St. Charles, Missouri, Ameristar Hotel. Get more information at CSPOA.org.
Okay, and we do have that link to whatreallyhappened.com, and I'm going to put up a permanent banner from now through June 1st, so you'll be able to click it and get this information and spread the word. It really is coming down to the grassroots. One of the problems we have with so many of these state governments, especially since the amendment that transformed senators from being appointed by the state governors into an elected office, that really stripped a huge amount of power away from the state governors. And sadly, too many of our state politicians see their present job not as serving the interests of the people of the state, but as a stepping stone for the eventual promotion to Washington, D.C. That is a very corrupting influence, which is why, well, Jan Brewer in Arizona, good example. Arizona's legislature passed a law to make silver and gold legal tender in Arizona. Jan Brewer vetoed it because she wants to move to Washington, D.C., and she knows she's not going to be able to do that without the blessing and contributions of the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, so she knows that, and people that try to act like she's some stalwart conservative and she's big tough because she stuck her finger in Obama's face for a photo op. She has been nothing but a go-along pro-government
governor. All right, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be back with Sheriff Mack for the last segment of our show after these words.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper? All still can.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We've been talking with Sheriff Richard Mack and his upcoming convention, where they're trying to build a grassroots movement for we, the American people, to support our local sheriffs and peace officers who are going to take a stand against this unconstitutional, illegal, and illegitimate federal encroachment into our lives. What we have today in this land is not at all what was intended by the founding fathers. We have seen the federal government metastasize into this horrible cancer on what used to be the greatest nation on earth. We're seeing it with this constant attempt to loot wealth from the people, to give to the bankers, to give to the war machine, to give to Israel, where they're pushing harder for a national security state. The mayor of Boston is already out there saying they're going to double the number of TV cameras watching the streets of Boston, forgetting that the TV cameras they had there did not stop the Boston bombing, whatever you think is really behind it. Everybody's pushing for more and more of those same agencies that clearly did not work. They failed, and yet they want to take more of your money to put more TV cameras. They're afraid of you is what's going on. The government is absolutely afraid. The American people have awakened from this media government hallucination that we've all spent most of our lives in. If you want the Matrix metaphor, we've taken the red pill and we're seeing what's really going on around us. And that's why they're just desperate to read our emails, surveil our computers, listen to our phone conversations, scare us into being silent, take away our guns. They're very much afraid of us right now. And we've seen all the stories about purchases of hollow point ammunition. The federal government is clearly preparing to declare war on the 50 states, and we, the 50 states, have to be prepared to defend our homes and our liberties from this coming federal attack. What the government is doing to Syria and Afghanistan is about to happen here in the United States of America. Drone strikes on terror suspects to scare us all into remaining silent and obedient. I don't think it's going to work. And maybe that's because I'm an old guy and I don't have a lot of time left to live anyway. I'm not going to go along with that agenda. I will not live my remaining life on my knees. Getting onto my knees is easy. Getting back up is proving to be harder and harder, and so I'm just not going to go along that direction. Sheriff Mack, we got 1 minute left. Anything else you want to tell our listeners?
Well, it's amazing your insight as to what's really going on and putting it into proper perspective. I hope that we can still keep this movement for freedom in America peaceful. That's what I've dedicated my life to. I hope that everyone will join me in this as we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. When the Founding Fathers did that, they really meant it. I wonder if we really do today, or are we just addicted to finding out the horrible things going on and then do nothing about it? I will not stand by and watch this anymore. I've dedicated my life to this. I hope that you'll join with us. Please be with us at this convention. It will change America if we get enough support on this.
All right. Well, there's the music. It's time for the show to end. Sheriff Mack, I will have you back on this show again before the start of your convention. We'll have you on for an entire hour again. We can talk about what's going on. We have to head on out of here, get some errands done. We'll be back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, please go out and share what you know with who you know. There are millions of Americans starting to ask important questions. We need to guide them into Republic Broadcasting and WhatReallyHappened.com so that they can learn the answers and make good choices. Thomas Jefferson said, the highest duty of an American citizen is to keep themselves fully informed so they can make good choices. Talk to you tomorrow. Aloha, America.